I am not ashamed of the gospel. Gospel means good news, and that is exactly what we are preaching, that God is busy reconciling fallen human beings to himself. He has taken us out of the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son and into marvelous light. That, my friends, is good news. And Rabbi Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. And you know, when you hear those words, you've tuned into Jesus Made Me Kosher. We come to you every weekday about this same time. Delighted to be with you today. We're coming to you live from the spacious and congenial studios of Faith Talk 1500, and also live via Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael. This is a congregation of both kosher-hearted Gentiles and Jewish people who believe in the three-in-one God of Israel. We believe Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah and soon coming King. And we're delighted to come to you. And you can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. Encourage you to take advantage of our very user-friendly website. Well, Rabbi Lauren, I know you've got a very important and great announcement to make right here at the outset of the show.
I do, Rabbi Glenn, and it has to do with Moshe Rosen, the founder of Jews for Jesus, who I consider to be the greatest man I ever knew. The Lord used him to impact my life in a huge way and used Moshe to impact the life of thousands of others directly, and I would say hundreds of thousands, millions, through the ministry of Jews for Jesus. And I consider Moshe to be the greatest man involved in Jewish ministry in the 20th century. Well, his daughter Ruth just wrote a book about her father, and the name of the book is Called to Controversy, The Unlikely Story of Moshe Rosen and the Founding of Jews for Jesus. And it's published by a major Christian publisher, Thomas Nelson. And Rabbi Glenn, what I would like to do right now is give away 10 copies of this hardcover book to the first 10 callers who call our office number and talk to Jennifer. And the office number is 248-593-5150. But here's the deal. You have to talk to Jennifer directly, no voicemail, and you have to come Saturday evening at 7:30 to our congregation in Bloomfield Hills and pick the book up. Ruth is having a book signing Saturday at 7:30 that we're sponsoring. Refreshments, reading from the book, questions and answers. It should be lovely. So we're going to give 10 copies to the first 10 callers who call 248-593-5150 and then come pick up the book on Saturday night. How does that sound, Rabbi Glenn?
Such a deal. And again, folks, that number, if you'd like to be one of those 10 people to get a free copy of Called to Controversy, is area code 248-593-5150. And we'd be delighted to do that. And we do want to invite everybody out Saturday evening at 7:30. To Shema. We meet at the facilities of Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. It's 3600 Telegraph Road, just north of Long Lake Road, and it's in Bloomfield Hills. Love to have you join us and come hear Ruth and maybe have some questions for her. That would be great. We would just love to have you come and join us. Well, Rabbi Lauren, we have been talking for a couple of days about something that is so important and so near and dear to our hearts, and that is the nation Israel, the Jewish people in these last days, and how some, even within evangelical circles, are saying that because the majority of the Jewish people are in a state of unbelief, that they have no right to the land of Israel. And you and I don't believe that's true. First of all, we don't believe that things with God are based on rights, but on grace. We don't believe that God has replaced Israel with the church. We don't believe that any of God's promises to Israel are going to be left unfulfilled, ignored, or somehow farmed out to another group of people. And we wanted to talk about why that is.
It's really important, Rabbi Glenn, because the reestablishment of the State of Israel and the regathering of the Jewish people to our ancient homeland is one of the most important things that God has been doing on the historical stage for the past 100 years or so. And you and I don't believe that the reestablishment of the land of Israel is a historical mistake. You and I don't believe it's just an accident of history. It's clear, Rabbi Glenn, that God is at work. God is behind the regathering of his chosen people in fulfillment of a series of detailed prophecies, in fulfillment of the word of God.
Yes, and we believe that every word of God is divinely inspired and true. That includes all of the Tanakh, or what we commonly call the Old Testament. You know, if God says something, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen literally. And Rabbi Loren, you and I hold to the basic rule of interpretation, otherwise known as the golden rule of interpretation. And that is, and you know, our listeners hear this, but it's so important that we repeat it. If the literal sense, as you look at scripture, if the literal sense makes sense, seek no other sense. Otherwise, you end up with nonsense. And therefore, unless there is some really strong overriding reason, what you should do is take every word in its primary, ordinary, usual, normal meaning, unless, you know, there's some overriding reason, you know, based on context or something that you would need to indicate otherwise. But other than that, most of the Word of God is to be taken at face value, literally.
And approaching the Word of God in this way lets us know that every promise that God made to the Jewish people, which has not been fulfilled, will literally be fulfilled sometime in the future. Rabbi Glenn, Messiah scolded those two Jewish disciples on the road to Emmaus. "How foolish you are," he said. "How slow you are to believe everything that the prophets have spoken."
Mm. And who is speaking to them? None other than the resurrected Messiah, the Son of God, the one of whom all those prophets spoke. And now he has been rejected by the majority of the nation Israel. He had been put to death, and now here he is, alive again from the dead. And he's teaching he's having this discussion with these two disciples as they're traveling to Emmaus. He talks about these prophecies from the Old Testament, the promises to the Jewish people, the promises concerning the Messiah. And Rabbi Loren, at the very least, it's terribly inconsistent to take those prophecies that the ancient Jewish prophets had to say about the Messiah literally, but then when they spoke about Israel, oh, suddenly now we're going to allegorize those? No, absolutely not. And, you know, the fact that Messiah was rejected was even one of those prophecies, and his rejection certainly would not annul any of God's promises to Israel. But those two disciples needed a mild rebuke. They got it. They received it well. And it seems to me that something like that needs to happen today.
I agree, Rabbi Glenn. Here we have the resurrected Messiah rejected by the majority of Israel, but here he's saying that doesn't matter as far as understanding the Jewish prophets. "How foolish you are, how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Rabbi Glenn, everything that the prophets have spoken are still valid and need to be understood, you know, literally, and that they still will come to pass. And we need to have the same perspective. The church has not replaced Israel. The promises to Israel have not been annulled. We need to believe everything that the prophets have spoken, the entire Old Testament, and what it has to say about the Jewish people and the land of Israel.
It's true, Rabbi Loren. And, you know, it's been about 500 years that supersessionism, or this doctrine of Israel having been replaced by the church, it first became really popularized about 500 years ago. So people think, oh, well, this is a long-standing doctrine. Let me tell you something, folks. 1,500 years before that doctrine became popularized that the church has replaced Israel, here's the Messiah of Israel saying, no, we need to take the word of God for real. We need to take it literally. We need to believe it. And God's word spoke about Israel and the Jewish people in the last days, and we need to be prepared to hear it and to believe it. So, Rabbi Loren, there's our setup.
Let me interrupt for 1 second. Why do you say 500 years? Because I would probably say, you know, this doctrine that the church has replaced Israel, the church is the new Israel, the promises to the Jewish people are no longer in effect, they've been transferred to the church. I would say that starts with Augustine, probably in the late 300s. Why did you come up with, that it's been more popular only 500 years
Well,
ago?
It was really popularized in the time of Calvin. I mean, the undercurrents were there going all the way back to the 3rd and the 4th century. Certainly, you look at the Council of Nicaea, and there was already anti-Semitic currents at work there. But really, it was from the time of the Reformation on that this doctrine became somewhat crystallized in its present form.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Okay. So what did the prophet say? What did Moses say? What do the scriptures say? You know, the scriptures are very candid. It was our own lack of faithfulness, we the Jewish people, our own lack of faithfulness would cause us to be exiled from the land of Israel. Life in the diaspora among the nations would be very difficult, precarious, and yet we would survive. It happened once. It's happening again now. Then we would come back to the land of Israel in a state of unbelief. And you and I have been leading our listeners through the prophet Ezekiel and also the prophet Zechariah. We would come back to the land of Israel in a state of unbelief. Subsequent to that, God would change our hearts. He would bring about a national salvation. He would, en masse, he would circumcise our hard hearts. But that comes after the physical regathering. That comes after we're back in the land. And it says in Ezekiel that God is the one doing these things.
Exactly. It's clear from Zechariah chapter 12 that we looked at yesterday in detail that, you know, Israel is back in the land in the last days. We're in a state of spiritual unbelief, but God is behind, you know, Israel. God is supporting Israel against this coalition of United Nations armies that are intent on destroying Israel. God is empowering the Jewish people. But the majority of the nation, Rabbi Glenn, are not Messianic Jews yet, even though, you know, God is on Israel's side. And so what that tells me is that God is at work in the regathering of the Jewish people in our to our ancient homeland. Yes, the majority of us are in a state of unbelief, but God is graciously regathering us. He's restoring us. He is at work. This is not a historical accident. And God is on the side of Israel. And we need to be on God's side. And that means that Israel is supposed to be in our ancient land in the last days, and no one should be opposing that, especially evangelical Christians.
Absolutely. I would think that if somebody's heart is beating in concert with the heart of God, that their desires, their aims, their objectives are the same as the objectives and the aims of God, that we would be excited about that fact. We would be rejoicing in that fact. Instead, what we have is a fair number of evangelical leaders who actually have become the prodigal son's older brother, resentful of the fact that his little brother has come back home, resentful of the fact that now we're going to celebrate. And so it's almost as though the prodigal son has been fulfilled now in reverse.
Wow. Well, let's take a look today also at the book of the prophet Ezekiel. We looked at Ezekiel 36 before, but now let's move to Ezekiel 37. And this is a famous prophecy. It's a vision of Israel's national restoration. It's the vision of the Valley of the Dry Bones, something that I think is familiar to many in our Faith Talk 1500 audience. But it also reveals that, again, God is going to first physically restore the Jewish people in a state of unbelief. And then, after we've been physically restored in a state of unbelief, then he's going to pour out his spirit on us and bring us spiritual salvation. So first, physical salvation in a state of unbelief, followed by spiritual salvation.
So here we are, Ezekiel chapter 37, the Valley of Dry Bones, and it begins this way. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O Lord God, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Well, there we have the motif of a valley filled with just a great many bones. They're very dry. There's no life there. And those bones represent something. And Rabbi Loren, the prophet, goes on to tell us exactly who and what that is.
It's about Israel, Rabbi Glenn. Verse 4, then the Lord said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
Wow, that is so powerful. God is the one doing this work. The bones are the house of Israel. And by the way, if you've got your Bible open, folks, at Ezekiel 37, and you wanted to peek on ahead, verse 11, he tells us that these bones are the house of Israel. But here we go in verse 7. The prophet did what he was told. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. So I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. So Rabbi Loren, no breath, no spirit, no life from God, not yet anyway. Physical restoration precedes spiritual restoration. And this is the condition that most of Israel is in now. But, you know, again, God is doing this. He is at work. He is supporting Israel. He is regathering Israel before the final great spiritual salvation of Israel.
Exactly. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. That's talking about physical restoration in a state of unbelief, but there was no breath in them, no spiritual life. So again, physical restoration of, you know, the nation of Israel, which seems, you know, dead, dry bones, precedes the great outpouring of the Spirit of God, spiritual salvation.
And the first has happened, and therefore we can believe God that the second will happen.
And the first is still in the process. You know, God is regathering, you know, the Jewish people still. We're up to about 6 million Jewish people in the land of Israel, and more are coming. And so it's happening right now, Rabbi Glenn. This is not an accident of history. This is not just a mere historical mistake or happenstance that's happening with the regathering of the Jewish people.
That's right, and we want to be on board with that. Well, verse 9 continues, Ezekiel 37:9, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. And here it is, verse 11. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up. Our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord.
Wow. I mean, that is so powerful. This is about the restoration of the nation of Israel, dry, dead, spiritually empty, no hope, But God says, I'm not going to leave my chosen people in that condition. I am going to restore them. I'm going to bring them back to their ancient homeland. And then I am going to save them with a great spiritual salvation and put my breath, my ruach, my spirit into them. And they will come back to life.
That is so powerful, Rabbi Lauren. And every word, folks, every word of God, it's divinely inspired. It's true. If God says something, it will happen, and it will happen literally. And Rabbi Lauren, you and I and our Faith Talk 1500 audience, whom we love, we don't want to be like the two on the road to Emmaus who were scolded by Messiah, who had to be told how foolish they were, how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. We want to have a different spirit than that. We want to be among those, counted among those who believe God, take him at his word. You know, Rabbi Lauren, I'm reminded that that was the basis by which our father Abraham was declared righteous. He believed God's promise.
Again, Rabbi Glenn, we want to believe everything that the prophets have spoken, which includes the entire Tanakh, the Old Testament. It's still valid. Israel's temporary unbelief has not changed the promises of God to Israel. They're not being transferred to the church. They're not being ignored. They're not being annulled. And so we want to understand them and just receive them for their face value. If the literal sense makes sense, seek no other sense. Otherwise, you come up with nonsense. And Rabbi Glenn, we don't want to be purveyors of biblical nonsense.
No, absolutely not. Well, I'm wondering if we want to touch on Joel, the prophet Joel today, or should we save that? Because that Joel 3 is a very, very significant prophecy as well, and one that I would argue we're watching happen right before our very eyes today.
I think we should hold off on Joel 3. And again, let's talk about Moshe Rosen, the founder of Jews for Jesus, who was, I think, the greatest man involved in Jewish evangelism, Messianic Jewish ministry in the 20th century. I knew Moshe personally, as you did, Rabbi Glenn, and loved him and considered him a friend and mentor. He married my wife, Martha, and I. His daughter, Ruth, just wrote a book about her late father called To Controversy, The Unlikely Story of Moshe Rosen and the Founding of Jews for Jesus. And we're giving away 10 copies of this new hardcover book published by Thomas Nelson to those who call our office, 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150.
We should say, Rabbi Lauren, we should just specify it's to the first 10 callers.
First 10 callers today. And here's the deal, Rabbi Glenn. They can't ask us to ship the book to them. You've got to come to the book signing that Ruth will be doing this Saturday night at 7:30 at our congregation, which is located at the facilities of Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. 7:30 Saturday. Refreshments will be provided. Ruth will be signing books, reading from her dad's book, memories about her father, great lessons that her father gave. So it should be great. So the first 10 callers, 248-593-5150, no voicemail. You must talk to Jennifer and don't ask for the book to be shipped.
That seems very reasonable to get something for free, and free is always good. Well, Rabbi Lauren, I'm looking forward to having Ruth Rosen in town. She's a dear friend to all of us, and looking forward to hearing just more about Moshe and about his life and about this particular book called The Controversy. And again, folks, we want to invite you to come. It's Saturday evening, 7:30, at the facilities of Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. It's 3600 Telegraph Road, just north of Long Lake Road. And also, we want to invite our Faith Talk 1500 audience to come worship with us. We meet every Saturday morning at 10:30 at that same location. We'd love to have you come and experience Jesus through Jewish eyes and through Jewish songs, and to hear the good news in its original historic Jewish context. So we certainly invite you. And then also we would let you know that we have a Wednesday Bible study every week at 6:30 at the same location. So we've got great things going on, Rabbi Lauren.
We do, and this Saturday we have something new. It's a coming-of-age ceremony for Maya. Maya is coming of age, and she's going to be giving the commentary in the Torah portion and a ceremony where we recognize her as an adult. So we want to welcome everyone. And from on behalf of all of us who are part of Congregation Shema Yisrael, we want to say Shalom, Shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.